I'm not sure. My sister dated the guitarist. So.
Okay. Liar.
But they were,
terrible. So. Liar. Your sister hasn't left the house since 2005. Liar. That is a made-up band.
Okay, so that's what you're saying, Andy?
Yes.
You're saying Fatso is fake.
Yes. That whole thing about the sister, that whole elaborate story. She met some drummer.
Michael, what do you say?
There's
actually a lot of bands called Fatso.
No, there is not.
On Discogs.
Yeah, but they have.
So, Michael.
Really?
Yeah, there are. But,
yeah,
but
he just said, oh, really?
Okay,
there,
but
there's
your
answer.
You meant it to be fake.
Of
okay.
course he did.
No, I asked you a serious. They were a small band out of New Mexico.
Yeah, oh. Wait, what was the name of the... Okay, if you can verify the name of that song.
Sex Offender.
Sex Offender.
I believe there's a YouTube link to it.
Oh.
From 99.
Yeah. Yes, we found it.
Okay, let me see a picture. Let me see a picture of the guy your sister dated. Let's see a picture of the band.
Oh, dear. I hope he's not on there.
Oh, I think, no, she dated Christian.
She let the drummer of Fatso get away.
Right? Oh, the drummer. Yeah. Oh, the drummer was Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, that Adam.
I bet. What was your sister thinking?
Thank you, Michael. You just put Andy $5 deeper into the hole.
Listener, and awesome. Can I just address the women listening? If you're lucky enough to get a rock and roll drummer interested in you, you do whatever you need to do to keep his interest. You don't let that one off the hook.
Adam Tilley.
He's a drummer.
Adam Tilley, man.
You know what a drummer means?
He was the drummer for Fatso.
A drummer means he has job security. He has the kit. They probably rehearse in his mother's basement.
That's true. Whoever the drummer...
He's the drummer.
Yeah, the parents get used to the
noise
of the drummer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's going to be there 5 albums later.
Well, anyway, Michael, well played. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Okay, time for one more person to stump Andy. Hi, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Nadia won't lie to me. Nadia won't lie to me.
Maybe. You don't know.
Nadia. Yeah, we're friends, right?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the air.
Oh, my God. Really were a delight. Everybody loved you, Nadia.
And my friend said he would actually chuck me out the window.
Oh, no. That went a little too far. But you were so sweet. You were a great co-host. I always wondered what it would be like to have a great co-host.
Anyways, I talked to Isabel, and she said she'd give me the tickets, so.
Oh, that's so nice of Isabel.
Wow.
But we have to stick to the plan. And,
yeah, we did pick out a runner-up for those tickets.
Yeah, there's someone that was
I'll
heartbeat away.
Back then. Yeah, sure.
But great job when you filled in for me, Nadia. It sounded great.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a song.
Okay.
Okay.
It's called That's Just My Baby Doggy by Chicky Milky.
It's by Chicky Milky?
Yeah.
Nadia?
Chicky Definitely. Milky.
Here's my guess, Nadia. Let me begin by saying I love you.
That's Just My Baby Dog.
You don't have to write it down, Ken. She's making this. You don't have to write it down. Nadia, I love you. And Nadia, you had a few minutes, this hour, and you sat around and you came up with a great name of a band and a great name for a phony song. And I love you for that. Thanks for calling.
But you're saying it's fake, Andy.
Yeah, that's fake.
That's your answer?
Yes.
It's actually a real song.
It can't be. There's no way. Little kids aren't that clever.
Chicky Milky?
It literally repeats the same words. It goes, that's just my baby doggy. That's just my baby doggy.
But wait, well, why were you just giggling nervously? I thought I read you perfectly.
Because I'm great at lying, and I'm also pretty sure Mona played it. I'm not sure, though.
That's just my baby doggy. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it.
It's with the E at the end. So it's dog and then with an E.
Oh, okay.
Dog, D-O-G-E-E. I don't think that's a real... Nadia, where did you hear this band? Was it in a dream you had?
It's not a band. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Oh, it's just that somebody uploaded an original song on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that puts you $20 in the hole, Andy.
Yeah, okay, fine. Here's
good job, Nadia.
It's a good song.
Great job, and great to hear your voice again, Nadia. Hey, so I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, buddy.
Thanks, Nadia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so you're gone next week. We're airing two listener quizzes, and then I'm going to be at the Beer Sandwich Benefit in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And the week after that, I'm not sure what we're going to do, and then you return. This is because you're employed again.
I'm taking a couple of weeks to myself, but...
You're taking a couple of weeks to yourself.
I'm doing Seattle, and then I'm doing a cruise, actually.
By yourself?
No, I'm with a friend.
I see. I'm with a friend.
And one of my imaginary friends. I invited both imaginary friends, and one of them was busy.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going with my imaginary friend.
So you're going on a trip to the Pacific Northwest with one of your imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Well, have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope to see listeners at Beer Sandwich at Greenpoint at Radio Star next Wednesday night. And thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
And we need to hear from Isabel.
Yes, we do need.
We need confirmation.
Yes, I need to hear very badly from Isabel. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Like that.
Now I'm a little red rooster, told my little brown hen, we have a date at the barn about half past ten.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Now the little red rooster told the little brown hen, you ain't laid a egg and I don't know when.
You know it's bad like that, beating bomb. You know it's bad like that, beating bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's bad like that.
Play, boy. You don't come around quite often as you used to.
You know it's tough like that, beating on bomb. You know it's tough like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's tough like that.
Now Grandpa Rooster told Grandma Hen,
yes,
let them alone, they'll get good again.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. Hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Play it out, boy.
You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You know it's good like that, beating on bomb. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's good like that.
Yeah, mama.
WFMU. Yes, we're back. Thanks to the old codger for filling in last week. And apologies to the listener. You know, he's, as I said, he's an incredibly unpleasant person, and I think that even comes across over the radio. But there's no arguing with the great sides that he played. We're all about the sides. Taking sides here. Weekly World Blues, WFMU. We finished up the first set of the program with Dr. Isaiah Ross, the harmonica boss, with the best and only version you need of Cat Squirrel. Flamin' Groovies before that, the late, great Roy Loney, held forever in high esteem. Here, live version of their reworking of Dr. Ross's The Boogie Disease, entitled Dr. Boogie, that one recorded live at the Fillmore San Francisco. Snooki Pryor with the boogie twist, and at the top of the set, it was Tampa Red. It's good like that. Hey, all kinds of doings to announce, but we'll get to that maybe in the next mic break. For now, it's time to mambo. Do you miss rhythm? Well, here is Miss Rhythm. It's Weekly World Blues. You're tuned to WFMU.
Just worry my baby till you make him come. Bobby Soxer. Mean mistreated too. You Bobby Soxer. Mean mistreated too. You're just a little schoolgirl, but you sure know what to do. Pretty baby in your new red dress. Pretty baby in your new red dress. When I'm not around you, I can't hardly get my rest.
Take his regular solo in there.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, just a minute, and I just beat like I've been.
Yeah, Weekly World Blues, WFMU. Halfway through the show, hang in there, folks. I won't be a burden to you much longer. That was Little Richard. With a different take than perhaps the one that you have grown accustomed to. Take 8 of Miss Anne from that remarkable Specialty Sessions 5LP box, Little Richard. Ray Sharp, who, if I'm pressed to pick one, may have put on the greatest live set I've ever seen anywhere to a room of about 5 people at 3 o'clock in the morning at the Rockin' Bowl in New Orleans back in, 2004, 2005. Ray Sharp from Fort Worth, Texas. graduate of the same high school as King Curtis, Cornell Dupree, and Ornette Coleman. Ray Sharp, "Oh, My Baby's Gone." Earl King, the 45 on the Ace record label, "Is Everything All Right?" Everything's All Root. Ray Charles, with "Heartbreaker," and at the top of the set, it was Ruth Brown with "Shine On." Hey, listen, next week's episode of Weekly World Blues, you can attend in person if you wish. Yes, we're having a big benefit and listener meetup at Radio Star, 13 Greenpoint Avenue, Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Easy to get to on the G train or on the New York City ferry system. That's next Wednesday, May 1st. $25. You get a lamb shawarma. I'm sorry, there's no vegetarian option. So if you get your sandwich, bring your own falafel. Take the meat out. Put it in your pocket for later. Put the falafel on the bread. Or you can just get two beers instead of a sandwich and a beer. Anyway, I have posted a link to purchase advanced tickets on the playlist for tonight's program, which you can find if you're listening live at WFMU.org. And in fact, if you're not listening live, you're an archive listener in the future, you can still find it, although it won't be as easy. But you can find it. You can do it, listener of the future. So yeah, starting at 5 p.m., Dave the Spaz, DJing for a couple hours. And then Weekly World Blues from 7 to 8, as per usual. And Honky Tonk Radio Girl, also broadcasting live. Thank you to Transmitter Brewery and Radio Star in Greenpoint for hosting this benefit party for the station. 100% of the proceeds go to WFMU. Come hang out. There'll be other on-air personalities meeting and greeting and schmoozing and making the scene. So, there you have it. You've been warned. Now let's get back to it with Saul Huopi'i. Weekly World Blues is the radio program. WFMU is the radio station. Thank you.
night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Stop. streets with his hand in his pocket. I don't know what he holding, it sure ain't no money. We got him walking that jive walk and talking that jive talk. I don't want to hear that yakety yak. Say I talk too much, but at least I tell the truth. Somebody done fooled that child, honey, and made him think he cute. Just look at that walk. Ain't that something? A clop a tick clop, a clop a tick clop. I say,
hello, baby. It's so good to see you now. Hello, baby. It's so good to see you now.
Me, all right. Think I didn't see you and Penelope sitting down there in the den. Yeah. Talking about you don't want no woman if her hair ain't no longer than yours. Well, on her, you sure couldn't see the half of the head. You keep that mess up, I'm gonna file suit against you. And I don't mean no blue serge suit either. Don't come around here chemo-savvying me either, cause I ain't no friend of yours. And take that guitar and get. Cause if you ain't got no bread, you gets no meat here.
Que conozco que tu amor es fiel, desde que conozco que tu amor es fiel, mi vida está cambiada. Me encuentro triste y sin calor.
Yes. Another episode of Weekly World Blues hurtling towards its inevitable sad conclusion. Young Freddie Fender and his whole sunglasses-wearing band, they are doing business as Eddie Con Los Shades with Desde Que Conozco, Since I Met You, Baby. Doing the Ivory Joe Hunter chestnut. Can you say chestnut on the radio? Let's hope so. Katie Webster, with a little help from Ashton Conroy there. Baby, baby, the Rulers. That was a message to Rudy. Wrong him, boyo. Wilson Pickett's version of Stag-O-Lee, the 45 RPM single mix. Produced by Tommy's Dowd and Cogbill. And at the top of the set, the wonderful Sal Huupi with the Stack-O-Lee Blues. All right, we're going to stagger Lee to the finish line here I know we just heard Dinah Washington a couple of weeks ago, but with the remaining time we have left in the program, we're going to hear from Dinah Washington with the Clifford Brown Max Roach Group and a bunch of all-star guests, somewhat lengthy and seasonally appropriate number just for you right here on Weekly World Blues, WFMU.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dinah Washington there, closing out the proceedings. Tonight recorded at a jam session, August 14th, 1954, Los Angeles, California. Dinah Washington with the Clifford Brown, Max Roach group. Harold Land on tenor sax, Richie Powell on piano, and Max Roach on drums, Clifford Brown on trumpet. And a bunch of guests, Clark Terry, Maynard Ferguson, Herb Geller, Junior Mance, Skeeter Betts. And that's it.
Yeah, just a few people.
I read them all. Yeah, I'll remember April, seasonally appropriate. Favorite, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world at WFMU.org. Honky Tonk Radio Girl coming up next, and she's right here, and you may have been listening about a half an hour ago when I tried to explain to you what's happening next week, but we're doing a live broadcast.
Indeed.
And this live broadcast takes place at a restaurant called Radio Star in beautiful, somewhat beautiful Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's right by the ferry landing there, so easy to get to on any of those East River ferry lines, and also very close to the G train. I would say walkable from the L. But I know we have a lot of listeners out there who live in the Greenpoint, Williamsburg, G-Train corridor. So we're hoping you can turn out next week. Your $25 gets you either a sandwich and a beer or two beers.
Indeed. For those of you who discard sandwiches and just drink the beer.
And then for $50, you get two sandwiches and two beers, or a sandwich and four beers. Wait. And three beer. Anyway, all the proceeds go to WFMU.
Good luck to you getting home. Yeah. For all of those folks.
So starting at 5 o'clock, Dave the Spaz will be playing his stupid records. And then the live broadcast starts at 7 with Weekly World Blues. And then Honky Tonk Radio Girl from 8 to 9.
Absolutely.
And then you go home all full of lamb meat and beers and sleep it off. Until the next time.
Just like we do every Wednesday.
Yeah, that's, right.
That's the tradition here. On Wednesday evenings. the lamb's out back.
Yeah. Well, there's one of those like meat cone spinning like a meat cone gyro.
Yeah.
Things.
Hero.
Yeah, it tastes better if you say hero.
Mm-hmm, apparently.
I did that once in high school when they first like in the '80s, I think, was when the gyro first. They first started having, like, the posters for it in every pizzeria. We had a lot of Greek pizzerias in Cambridge, Mass., where I grew up. And so one day I went in and I said, hey, let me get a hero. You know, and the guy's like, what, you want a gyro?
Well, see, if you go to certain pizzerias in New Jersey, they would very much get confused about whether you want some deli meats in the sandwich.
Right.
Or,
well, right, that's the other thing.
Or carved meats in a pita.
Right, a hero. Yeah, we didn't really call them hero. We called them subs, mostly.
Yeah, we called them subs. We called them subs.
Or grinders.
Yeah. Shout out to Central New Jersey. We don't call them
You guys said, did you call them hoagies?
Yeah, hoagies. No, we didn't call them hoagies. We called them subs.
We did not either.
Maybe if it was a hot sub. I mean, we called them hot subs. But if it was a meatball, like, hot sub, we might call it a hero. Maybe. But it would have to be hot. It would have to have melted cheese on it.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, no.
You can also call that a meatball parm.
Meatball parm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're out of bed music, Becky. So, listen. I think I got your theme song queued up here.
Cool.
Somewhere.
No, but it would be great to see folks next Wednesday when we'll be doing this live for you.
Yeah, and we're
with actual sandwiches.
And we're expecting a lot of weird on-air personalities.
Yes.
To be there, mingling. Come on by. We'll hoist some beers. It'll be fun.
Yes.
You won't feel a thing. It'll be just like going to sleep.
Indeed. Just like watching, just like listening to my show.
Okay, now let me sign out of here. What did I do with your theme song?
I don't know. I could sing it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, everybody, you know the words. We'll see you next week at Radio Star in Greenpoint.
And Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.